This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. You've heard about Project Loon, right? Google's plan to wrap the whole world in internet access using fancy balloons. Well, here's a different idea. Just deliver the internet's information to the planet using large satellites and simple radio waves. It might help deliver data to people who don't have regular access, and it might be about to happen, or at least start to happen. Syed Karim is the founder of a project called OuterNet. Syed, thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
How does this thing work, at least in theory?
What OuterNet does differently, instead of providing direct internet access to everyone, is we're providing the content that exists on the internet. And the way that we're doing it is we're using satellites, and we're broadcasting that data to anyone with a receiver, and then they go ahead and take those signals and turn them into files, which can be viewed in a browser.
So basically what happens is you're uploading the entire internet to a web of satellites that then broadcasts that data back down to the planet, which people can pick up pretty easily with a receiver and download onto a computer or device.
Yeah, you hit it exactly. Think of it like FM radio, except instead of sending audio, it's just really sending, you know, all the different files that are necessary to build a website.
What's your status? Where are you at?
We'll be actually live within a few weeks, and we can do that very quickly by using existing direct video broadcasting satellites. Those are those giant bus-sized satellites that already exist in geostationary orbit. So essentially what we're hoping to do is, you know, initially offer Wikipedia, basically broadcasting it to the whole world.
If I go look at a Wikipedia page using the OuterNet and someone is editing that page, how long is it going to take to see the newly edited section of the Wikipedia page?
As it stands, we'll only be updating, let's say, Wikipedia archives on a weekly or a biweekly basis. But as our bandwidth increases, we can say, hey, every time this page there's a change, we'll just go ahead and rebroadcast it, and that gets, you know, saved locally to whoever's listening to it.
You've had a lot of support online, or at least interest, it seems like. I've seen the OuterNet website high on Reddit's front page, and I've seen some buzz about it. How has the interest in the organization impacted your guys' ability to get off the ground, I guess, literally here?
So I would say because there is so much interest, and it's great that there is interest, it also slows us down a bit because we have to be really product-focused in order to be able to get solve the technical problems and get things out the door. But I really feel bad, actually, because we haven't been able to really respond properly to all the enthusiasm around it.
Syed Karim is the founder of OuterNet. Syed, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more about the OuterNet, just go on the internet and find us, marketplacetech.org.